Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
AKC dog show judge goes viral after inviting girl with autism to show her stuffed dog. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A judge at an AKC dog show caught everyone's attention for the kindness he showed to a little girl with autism sitting in the crowd. A video of the precious moment went viral, proving even a small act of kindness can have a huge impact. You never know when you might find the next viral moment, but one happened to pop up at an AKC dog show. But it had nothing to do with the dogs. Well, the real ones at least. This special moment happened on the sidelines. A sweet little girl with autism watched from the sidelines, clinging to her own furry friend, a stuffed dog. When one of the judges spotted the little girl, he went out of his way to brighten her day, and what he did quickly went viral. When the AKC judge spotted the little girl with autism toting around her stuffed dog, he immediately strode over to her. Her jaw hung open in awe as the judge examined her pooch, just as he would for any of the other AKC dog show participants. Next, the judge invited her to show off her pup to the crowd, and it took no convincing. The sweet girl took off running with her furry friend trailing behind her. She did a loop with her stuffed dog as the crowd cheered and clapped. When the girl with autism returned to where the judge was standing, he opened his arms wide in excited celebration. The sweet girl ran over and gave him the biggest hug, and the utterly heart-melting moment was met with even more claps and cheers. Someone in the crowd at the AKC dog show had their camera rolling, and once the clip made it online, it went viral. Everyone loved that this judge took the time to make this little girl feel so special. It may not seem like much, but it's the kind of memory the little girl will likely cherish for a lifetime. And times like these remind us just how much one small act of kindness can mean.
Hey, listeners. I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Mom lost her child after the toddler swallowed a button battery, so now she's warning others. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Krista Hamsmith's toddler swallowed a button battery, and it cost her life. Now the grieving mom is turning her tragedy into a life-saving mission to raise awareness of this danger to help save others. Is it croup or is it battery poisoning? Krista Hamsmith wants to help other parents recognize the symptoms. In an interview with Inside Edition, Krista said, "It's important for parents to educate themselves about button batteries because we are our children's best advocates." In the fall of 2020, Krista's daughter, Reese, began running a fever and seemed to have developed a cold. Krista did what every good mother would have done. She promptly took Reese to the pediatrician where the doctor diagnosed her with croup. What no one realized was the toddler had swallowed a button battery. Despite a doctor's diagnosis, deep down Krista knew something wasn't quite right. That's when she noticed a button battery was missing from one of the remotes in her house. Krista looked up the symptoms of button battery poisoning, and she knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that her baby girl didn't have croup. Her toddler swallowed a button battery and was suffering from battery poisoning. Soon her worst nightmares were realized. An X-ray revealed Reese had a battery lodged in her esophagus. This is an extremely dangerous situation because button batteries continue burning tissue even days after surgeons remove the battery. Medical professionals shared that the batteries generate hydroxide, which causes tissue to burn. After Reese had surgery to remove the swallowed button battery, she took a turn for the worse. Doctors ran more tests only to realize a fistula had developed. In Krista's darkest hours, God reminded her that he was with Krista and her sick daughter. In the dark hours of the night, Krista looked up and noticed a sign on the wall of her baby girl's hospital room. It read, "He has a plan and I have a purpose." Sadly, Reese passed away at just 18 months old. After Reese left this earth, Krista formed a nonprofit called Reese's Purpose to raise awareness about button batteries. She is even working with Congress to help educate parents about button battery safety. Krista hopes to change how button batteries are protected in packaging and in the items that use these types of batteries. Despite suffering unimaginable grief, Krista knows God has a purpose and plan for Reese's short little life on Earth. She believes God is using Reese's life and passing to help prevent the possible poisoning and deaths of other children. Everyone has battery-operated items in their homes. In fact, everything from food scales to remote controls use button batteries. Thanks to Krista's mission and her compassion, more parents and grandparents can be educated about the dangers of button batteries. We praise God for comforting and walking with Krista in her grief, and we praise Him even more as God uses this mission to save the lives of more children. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Jeremiah 29:11.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus, so ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.